Hi, I'm Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church in Liverpool, New York, and it's my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. I'd like to read a verse and then give you some thoughts on the passage. In Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 13, it says here, "The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble." When I read this verse, I thought about that word there, snared. Kind of caught my attention because I've been watching different wilderness shows where they have to catch their own food. And so one of the methods they use to do that is a snare. It's a snare is just a piece of wire that they tie to a tree or to a branch or something, a vine. They put the other end of it into a loop and put it in the path of the animal. And so when the animal approaches it and sticks their head through it, as soon as their body touches it, it will shrink that circle. And when they continue going forward, it will just tighten. The more they struggle, the more they try to get away, the more it tightens. And eventually, if they keep pulling, it will kill them. And so they do this because they're trying to catch something to eat. It's like a predator and a prey scenario there. Reminds me of the devil. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." We have an enemy that is trying to catch us. We have an enemy that wants to kill us. And so I notice here that a snare is meant to be a trap to catch someone. But I also notice here that says that the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips. And so it's not the devil, it's not the enemy that is setting these snares, setting these traps. It is you yourself that is doing that. It is your tongue. The Bible says that our tongue could set traps for ourselves. It can set traps for ourselves that if we don't watch out, it will catch us, it will kill us, and it will destroy us. Your tongue could be used to lie, to gossip, to talk bad about people. And as we do those things, we need to realize that when we do that, we're setting traps for ourselves. You know, when someone's trying to set snares to catch an animal, the more they set, the more likely they're going to catch an animal. And so this tells me that, hey, the more that we use our tongue in the wrong way, the more traps we will set for ourselves and catch ourselves, so that when the enemy is around, it'll be easy for him to kill you and to destroy you. Let me ask you today, are you setting snares for yourself? Is your tongue setting traps for yourself? Hey, we need to always be honest. We always need to tell the truth. We need not to gossip. And we should just talk in a positive way about others instead of the negative way. Maybe just keep that to ourselves. The verse continues, and it says, "But the just shall come out of trouble." Hey, you're not going to get yourself in trouble by talking nice of others. You're not going to get yourself in trouble by speaking the truth. You're not going to get yourself in trouble by not gossiping about others. So if you want to stay out of trouble, then don't set traps for yourselves. The more you use your tongue the wrong way, the more traps you will set for yourself, and the easier you will make for the devil to destroy you. Be just, be right, do good, and you will stay out of trouble. Thanks for listening. My name is Pastor Travis, and it was my pleasure to be your pastor today.